This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying what Paul says about homosexual relations and the consequences that eventually follow such behavior. In case you think what Paul said in Romans 2, 4-5 is too harsh, I've got good news for you. This downward regression can be reversed. God is in the business of regeneration and reconciliation. Listen to the Creator's provision and protection. The rest of the book of Romans is his answer to our predicament. In addition, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral or the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Anyone who wants to can be freed and transformed into what God wants them to be. Among other sins listed in these verses, Paul includes homosexuality. Someone entangled in this behavior can be freed and changed. That was true for some in the church at Corinth. How? By the grace of God in salvation and sanctification. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 17-18. Are you reconciled to God? Ask Jesus to save and change you.